This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, including everybody that's out there doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, for whatever reason you're doing it. Thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers out there, the guys and gals hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and of course, we've got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people as well as our drivers getting the job done there. Now, you can follow us at Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And you can find us over there at Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Put an S in between Captain America, all lowercase. Now, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take a look at all the different things that we have to offer. And joining us right now from California, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, back to the drawing board here, Kyle. Donald Trump told Newsmax that the DOJ leaders have weaponized not only that department, but also the FBI. And I think we can all agree with that one.
Yes, well, the proof's in the pudding, yeah.
What kind of pudding is it? I like good pudding.
Well, yeah, but see, this is the problem. I mean, this has been going on for some time. It's not all the FBI. It's not all the DOJ. But you have certain players that have certainly shown some proclivities here. I think most people are a little bit worried that what should be an institution is being biased in some way.
Now, we were talking about this during the news break, but Joe Biden has now got himself caught up in a catch-22 after declaring the pandemic is over. Because right away, the talking heads that know more than he does said, oh, not so fast, Mr. President. The pandemic is not over. It's just changed.
It's just changed. It's monkeypox, or it's going to be something else. Because, Captain, I think one of the things that they're very concerned with
is
the power part of it. Because they have found out that under the guise of the public health emergency, you can pretty much declare anything you want to have with the force of law.
Change an election.
And change an election. Yeah, well, yeah, it is something that, that, as I said, they have found out that they can use now that they don't want taken away, because it's much easier to simply rule by decree than it is to actually have to work in our system.
Now, we're hearing that Russia is losing the war in Ukraine. Some people are going, oh, no, not so fast. That's not happening. That's just a big ploy. They're trying to regroup, and they're going to do something else, this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, Turkey's Erdogan, President Erdogan, said Vladimir Putin wants to end the Ukraine war as soon as possible.
Well, that's a very interesting take, obviously. I think one of the reasons he would want to end it as soon as possible, of course, if he really wants to.
Huge casualties.
Well, casualties, and Putin doesn't want to become a casualty. This isn't sustainable. Even with his grip on power, it seems to me, Captain, that it's really starting to erode, because there's no way to sugarcoat what's happening to the Russian forces, and by extension, Russia, as a result of this invasion.
And yesterday they were talking about the large amount, the mainstream media was talking about the large amount of casualties that the Ukrainian forces had going into this war effort. And I get it. There's going to be casualties. But the Russians have also suffered greatly. For example, 55 aircraft have been knocked out of the sky by the Ukrainians. 55 aircraft.
Yeah, this is huge. You know, this is a David and Goliath kind of a thing. Yes, the Ukrainians are going to have a lot of casualties, and it's very sad. But for Russia to be sustaining what they're sustaining in terms of being beaten back by the Ukrainian forces, well, that's huge. How can they continue with that?
And 80% of the voters say that national security is a very important issue for the midterms, 80%.
Well, that's very, very, that's a good thing that that's that far up there, because all people have to do is look out their window or turn on the news, and they know that there are players in the world right now who can really make huge differences for our way of life. We have to be strong.
Yep, yep, and yep. Hold that thought. Folks, are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to make a call to us, 877-969-8600. We'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always concerned.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless
America there, Mr. Jeff. You got it, even though you did chop yourself up at the end. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. You heard me talk about it. I take the product. I've been taking it for over 8 years, and I believe in the product because it works for me. Now, it's been working for me, and once in a while, I have to take an extra packet of it because I'll have a problem going on. But every time I do, I take that extra packet, it still works for me. So there you go. Now, if you got maybe you got some back pain, maybe you got some neck pain, little leg, little shoulder, hip, knee pain, maybe your foot or your ankle, your wrist, your elbow, your hand, whatever, then this is going to help you. This is going to help you. And you won't know until you try it. Now, it's a very affordable and simple way to try it. You go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And you try the 3-week quick start that's over there. Costs about $1 a day. About $1 a day, and $19.95 is it for 30 days, or for the 3-week supply. Sorry, but that's all you got to do, and you'll find out what I've already found out. Many tens of thousands of other people have found out, and that's that this product works right from day one. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try it out. See if it'll help you like it's helped me and many thousands of other people. And Kyle, why do we tell people about this? And what is it that we say, my friend?
All you have to lose is pain.
That's it. That's it. If you're in pain, now's the time. Now is the time. Now, The GOP's hardline tactics on migrants are refocusing the midterm debate and changing some things because, of course, the Democrats are doing anything they can in their power to lead the way and do the wah wah poor me stuff, and we got to help these people out. But then when you get a situation like Martha's Vineyard, well, you know, we didn't mean like that.
All right. Well, it's the old adage, right, Captain? It's calling their bluff. You know, if they want to set themselves up on a pedestal to say, look how virtuous we are. Look how caring and loving we are. And, you know, this is why, well, you can't criticize illegal aliens coming across the border or criticize the policy or the lack of a policy or the enforcement of that policy. Well, then suddenly 50 illegal aliens or 50 migrants arrive in Martha's Vineyard, for example, and they just go into orbit about this. It just shows that they're not really the people that they portray themselves to be, and the real people that are caring about what's happening to our country and also what happens to these people that come across the border. We heard in hour number one, we heard Governor DeSantis himself talking about the people who are abused by the cartels, he said, and all these other terrible things that happen, and nobody, there's not a peep about this, he said. But yet you go to Martha's Vineyard and suddenly everybody's upset.
Now,
so I think you put it very well.
Now, Nancy Pelosi is in the news for all the wrong reasons again. I believe she's over in Europe on some sort of vacation. Is that right?
She may be. We'll check on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, she's telling her members of her caucus to pay up. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly is displeased with some of her Democratic colleagues in the chamber for not paying their dues to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Now, skipping the payment sends a bad message to their donors, so says Pelosi.
Well, maybe, Captain, a lot of these people who aren't paid up yet, maybe they just see the futility of trying to campaign in this climate created by the Democrats, brought to you in living color by the Democrats. you know, all these things that are just going to, they're just going to get a shellacking, it seems, in about 48 days from now. Maybe they don't want to spend any more money.
Well, we've been through this before when the Democrats were told, hey, you got to pay up, and if you don't, we're going to kick you out of our caucus. We've heard this before, so it's not the first time.
No, and it's probably going to be an empty threat anyway.
But it's Nancy.
It's Nancy. Well, but Nancy's also looking, talk about it, there's not just tea leaves, it's like these huge signs, neon signs saying, you know, it's not going to work out well in November. I think she's got other problems right now. She's just make sure her refrigerator's stocked up with the gourmet ice cream because she's probably going to want to have some ice cream after the election.
Right, to cool off. Now, yep. Dem on Dems, there's an increasing trend right now amongst the top Democrats running for re-election in November's midterms. Which has them pitting themselves against their own party, as well as President Biden, despite their past statements and voting records telling a different story. In other words, they haven't supported Joe Biden all the time, and some of them are just chewing on their tongue, if you will, to be quiet and not say what they really think.
Well, imagine if they said what they really thought. They might even get more support, especially from actual Democrat voters. Because actual Democrat voters have had enough. This is it. I think we're going to see a real line of demarcation in terms of how they approach their party, because their party has disconnected from them in the most fundamental ways.
Now, independents are drifting to the right, which is a good thing. I'm not surprised to hear that either. With less than 2 months until Election Day, independent voters in key battleground states appear to be far more aligned with Republicans than Democrats, according to several recent statewide polls. And I am seeing that in a number of different places.
Well, right. There's so much practicality involved in this. Anybody who would think that the Democrats as presently constituted are somehow going to, following the midterms, fix all these problems, inflation will go down, interest rates will come back down, opportunity will return, and et cetera, et cetera. That's just a daydream. And so I think people are seeing, especially the independent voters, who are very, obviously very important in terms of swinging elections one way or another, that they're seeing the practical problems and will probably vote accordingly.
Now, we keep talking about the border, and we keep talking about all the confrontations going on down there between our Border Patrol and our Department of Homeland Security people, the people that they've encountered, and individuals, of course, on the terrorist watch list, attempting to illegally cross the southwestern border, has become one of the worst problems that we've got. And in 2022, we had more people on the terrorist watch list trying to sneak into the United States coming through the ports of entry than we did at any other time in recent memory. Now, it's up more than fivefold from fiscal year 2021 with the people on the terrorist watch list trying to get into the United States.
And that should be of great concern to every single American.
You bet.
Yeah. And the idea, Captain, that the president, you know, in terms of the administration, but the president himself is not screaming from the top of the White House to say this has to stop, because we all know what terrorists want to do. We know what they're like. We know exactly how they want to operate. And we're just letting them walk across the border. This is ridiculously stupid.
Yes. And Britain's Prime Minister Liz Truss says that she doesn't expect a United Kingdom-U.S. trade deal anytime soon. I'm not sure that Biden's really trying to do that all that much. But, of course, anything they could get at this point to make something look favorable, they're going to try to do it, right?
Well, one would think, and you know, but there's so many things that the Biden administration could do right now to try to turn things around before the midterms, and not simply rely on some crazy event, some kind of thing that would happen, a black swan event that would occur, or something else that they could manufacture. If they were simply trying to win the election, there's so many moves they could make. It would be unbelievable.
Yes and yes. And, of course, that's why they pay us the big bucks to sit here and speculate and report on what's going on, right?
Well, right. But they're not going to do – they're going to try to sound like, you know, they want to – you know, get inflation under control and this kind of thing. But they don't really want to do that. It's just obvious. And if they would actually try to do something to get fuel prices down, don't release strategic petroleum reserve, but drill, baby, drill, it might make a difference.
Yeah, and I'll hold that thought, and folks will be right back. And folks, I was just having a little fun when I said that, because actually we do this for love of country. For love of country. It's America First here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona is blasting the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where most people remain without electricity or running water. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the British territory's capital island. The government imposed a curfew and urged people to flee flood-prone areas. Officials say the storm is likely to strengthen into a Category 4 hurricane as it approaches Bermuda on Friday. At least 8 people were injured in a building collapse caused by an apparent explosion in Chicago on Tuesday morning. Chicago fire officials said 3 of the people injured were listed in serious to critical condition. One of those injured was from a building across the street. And the clothing company Gap will lay off 500 employees. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
All righty, and Dr. Bill Sparopoulos is my wound care specialist with my left leg and my right leg, and he has really done a tremendous job with me saving my left leg. At one time they were talking about they might have to get rid of it, amputate it, and that's not going to happen now because of his tremendous work. Now, he runs a practice called Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and it is in St. Petersburg. However, he has patients from all around the state of Florida as well as all around the country that come in to see him because he's a former Navy doctor. And I will tell you this much. He also specializes in talking and working with veterans because he's seen all kinds of wounds, as you might imagine, all kinds of wounds of the leg and the foot. Now, he also specializes in diabetic foot care and in limb salvage, general podiatry, and of course the all-new practice of hyperbolic oxygen treatment, which is something that, again, has been done with me, and it's literally saved my leg as a result. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. So if you're having problems and you're not getting answers and you don't know what to do or where to go, I want you to get a hold of Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care by calling him at 727-896-4615. And you veterans, listen up. This is for you in particular and first responders and anyone who's had serious leg injuries. 727-896-4615. Dr. Bill Spiropoulos over on 38th Avenue in St. Pete. You'll be glad you did, believe me, because the man is, in my opinion, nothing short than a miracle worker. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we still have ways to go here. We were having some fun with Nancy Pelosi and telling her members to pay up because you owe money, and it's not a good sign for our people to see that, our contributors. You got to pay up so we can get paid up.
Well, again, I don't know. Is Nancy Pelosi once again having some trouble corralling everybody?
That's right.
But, you know, it just seems to me, Captain, it's a lot more discombobulation going on in terms of Democrats, their message. What is their message other than the Supreme Court? And that pretty much kind of sums it up, I think.
Yep. Now, you follow the economic news just like I do, right?
Sure.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we the people are going to get another kick in the teeth. The Fed is set to raise the interest rates again today. It could be by as much as 100%, but it looks like it's going to raise the interest rates by no lower than 75%. But again, it could be higher. Now, it's the fifth boost in a row since March. Markets are reacting negatively right now with the Dow Jones down, and it's right now the futures are down because they just don't like this because this is going to make everything more expensive.
It really is, Captain, and you're right. They're expecting the markets and watchers are expecting a 75 basis point raise.
Or 100%.
That's also a possibility. And that's a possibility because of this word pain.
Yeah.
This is, we keep hearing the word pain.
Yeah.
And they're talking about pain, but who's going to bear the pain, Captain, to get, quote unquote, good inflation down?
Yeah, now let me.
And me and everybody else.
Let me ask you if you remember what happened in 1980 when they raised the Federal Reserve rate up 100%. Do you remember what happened?
What happened?
It drove the U.S. into a deep recession in the 1980s.
Well, of course, that's right. And even during the first term of Ronald Reagan, those first couple of years of his term was pretty touch and go because it was so difficult to try to get things back to where they should be.
Yep, and that's where we're headed right now if Biden does what he does, because based on past experience, they're going to go, well, that's okay. It'll take us a couple of years or so, but we'll get out of this. Well, in the meantime, a couple of years, you've got a presidential election. What if they're not out of it?
Well, exactly right. So it really makes people scratch their heads for sure as to why the Democrats and why the Biden administration in particular would be, you know, not trying to do everything possible here. I don't know that the answer is keep raising interest rates. I mean, this is the tool the Fed has. But, Captain, we could get inflation under control so much better by simply fixing the fuel problem in this country.
You think?
One thing. Yeah, well, absolutely, because we go back. That's really the genesis of the whole thing. But when these bad things start, quote-unquote, befalling us, we're always told, well, it's cyclical, and I don't know, it sort of dropped out of the blue, and things just got bad. But it's not the Democrats' fault. But you can go back and look and see what it was like up till January of 2021, and then things start getting really, really bad, really, really fast.
Well, an hour from now, when Chris Markowski comes on the program, we're going to be talking about investors, and they may be underestimating the possibility that the Federal Reserve could deliver a surprise 100 basis point interest spike to things. And this will be at the close of their two-day policy meeting. And again, the people on Wall Street are saying, hey, don't be surprised.
Well, exactly. And we go back to this issue of pain. You know, we're going to fix things with pain? I don't think so. We're supposed to fix things in this country with opportunity by generating more opportunity, more money, more income, more everything. But otherwise, you know, you have a group of people that really think that restricting everything that you could ever do, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Restrict your energy, restrict your money, restrict your movement, restrict everything about you, and then, oh, don't worry, they know exactly what they're doing, Captain.
And you remember what I told you about that woman yesterday who was $10 short of
yes.
her groceries, and she started to cry and got all upset and didn't know what to do and got all nervous and all that, and I wound up paying the $10 that she needed to have. I handed it to the cashier and said, here. And you know, it was rather surprising. But I did have somebody yesterday up at Moss Nissan that came up to me, and they said, I heard what you said, and I've done that myself. The person said, I've done that myself, and there's a lot more of it going on right now.
Well, yes, that's right. And that's because, Captain, just like you, people in their heart, they're generous, and people understand when hard times have come. And when you see people who have done everything right and are still suffering, yeah, people do pull together. And you help somebody that you've never met before just because that's a decent
thing. It'll come back to you 100 times over.
It sure will. But also, Captain, this is so many people are now being illuminated to what these policies, what they bring about.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer theoretical. The proof is there, and the Democrats want to sell you literally a bunch of nothing.
Yeah. Now, Tuesday, a federal grand jury indicted 47 people for defrauding the child nutrition programs out of $250 million in the most significant case thus far of the pandemic-related fraud.
Well, you know, time to catch them. That's just, absolutely. What more can you say? That's a good thing.
I hope they get the money back because that $250 million, that could have helped a lot of people out.
Well, certainly. And that's a bad commentary on our society today when people will wantingly do things, especially where kids are involved. You know, that makes people mad just hearing about it.
Yeah. You got to think about how many families were hurt by that. They couldn't get the help that they needed. And instead, some bunch of schmucks, 47 of them, abscond $250 million.
That's right. It's unconscionable, and it's not the way that we're to do things.
No. And, of course, these people were mostly in Minnesota. I know people are a lot better than that in Minnesota, so hopefully you guys up there, you'll get your act together and get that mess straightened out real quick. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and Kathy is going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's Led Zeppelin, and that's from a few years ago. Kyle, that's a whole lot of love. Who was that lead singer?
Robert Plant, and that goes back to 1969. It's got a cool riff, especially with that meow sound that comes in. It's you know, pretty iconic.
And he's still around. Robert Plant's still around. I don't know if he's doing any singing, but he's still around.
He's still around, and had a lot of hits even back in the 80s, too. Stuff like Big Log and stuff like that, and, Robert Plant.
All right, well, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, well, out west tonight up in Nevada, of course, we continue to see that it's going to continue to be cold and wet in western Nevada, northwestern Nevada, to be more specific, up along I-80. But over in eastern Nevada, you've got a lot of gusty winds that can be kicking up. So this is going to be over on the Elko side, so you want to be aware of that. Aerial flood watches in Colorado, also in the northwest quadrant of New Mexico, southern Utah, and most of Arizona, we're looking at aerial flood watches tonight. We do see some rain, of course, down in the north of Phoenix, also around Flagstaff. You've also got rain coming across I-10 as you go across the border between New Mexico and Arizona tonight. Rain that was around Socorro last hour is now looking like it's drifting a little bit east and a little bit north there as you come down I-25. So you've also got some rain up on I-80. This is going to be in the Reno area. Doesn't look like it's going to be affecting you too much on I-80, but be aware of that. And then we had some rain coming across I-80 near Laramie last hour. It looks like that's also moved on a little bit northward. So safe travels out there.
All righty, let's go over to Texas. We'll start out our report in Texas because the Metroplex has got a poor air quality alert again. And we've got some fog down in the Houston area towards Galveston, and then it kind of jumps, hop, skips, and jumps on down to the border all the way down to Brownsville. You got a little, then you don't, then you do, then you don't. And from about Lafayette, Louisiana, over to the state line with Mississippi, right along the Gulf, you have got some fog in that area. You've also got what appears to be possibly some flooding going on right now in parts of Alabama, central Alabama, as well as Georgia, probably from some of the storms they've had over the last couple of days. Now, we do have a lot of activity going on right now up in Michigan because of the weather that they've been having. The west side of Michigan, east side of Lake Ontario, has got some coastal flooding advisories all the way down to the Indiana state line. And up into the upper portion of Michigan tonight, you've got some unsettled weather. It looks like we've got some rain up in that area. Looks like we're also going to be getting some violent weather. It looks like there's some thunderstorms predicted to come through up there. And then just east of Duluth, again up in the Upper Peninsula, we have an area there of what looks like it's going to be some flooding. And then coming over into the northern part of the lower peninsula of Michigan, you've got some flooding conditions going on there, and again the possibility for some thunderstorms. Some could be severe. You do have some fog along the coastline tonight to include the Chesapeake Bay region, as well as Jersey and on down towards the Carolinas. Some fog down in that area along the ocean. And looks like we got a little bit of activity tonight, unsettled activity up there between Bangor and Portland, Maine. So be advised of that. And Kyle, we always like to talk about the pilot and the Flying J, so you're going to get a double dipper here. First, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, you want to stop into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center today. You want to join the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You'll find out more how you can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and October 31st. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And how about how we can hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will talk to you tomorrow night, and I'm absolutely positive we'll be talking about what's going to take place today in Washington, D.C. at 10:30, aren't we?
That's exactly right. Letitia James with some major announcement. That's right.
Well, actually, that's New York. That's not Washington,
New York.
D.C. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah, we'll see what she's got to say. All right, hold that thought, and I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we appreciate him and everything that he has to offer. Okay, let's go back to the phone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's been an interesting evening with all the stuff that's been going on back and forth here between our governor, Ron DeSantis, and whoever it is that he's firing shots at, verbal shots, that is. And, of course, we've been hearing from the Biden people, and we've been hearing from, of all people, Mitch McConnell now. He's out there doing some fundraising for one of the Senate candidates. Everybody's in shock over that because he wasn't going to do it. Now he is.
Yeah, that was Blackhall. I mean, not...
Masters, I think.
Yeah. Arizona, yes.
Yep. So he's getting involved, but I think, and he believes that the Republicans now are on, have the winning note that they can take control of the Senate. That's why he's doing it.
Well, it really comes down to some bigger exposures on Biden himself, especially on the heels of his interview with 60 Minutes on Sunday.
Yep.
So this is going to be very interesting, and it can't be any more serious, especially when you come to having somebody like Fetterman, a member of the Senate. So, McConnell.
And Fetterman was up there spitting and sputtering away, and it was kind of hard to understand some of what he was saying.
And he was reading.
Yep. 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 So I don't know where that's going to go, but that doesn't look very promising there. And I believe Dr. Oz is starting to get a little bit of a lead over there, according to what some people are saying. But, again, that's one of those deals where it's very close, and we'll just have to see where it all goes to. By the way, Joe Biden is headed to the UN today. I would have thought he would have been one of the early speakers, but for some reason he's chosen not to be. And of course, former U.S. Ambassador Rick Grenell has said that that's not a good sign when we don't get up there and lead like we should be. And he said that it's showing weakness on the world stage.
Well, Grenell was inferring, too, that Biden was recovering from his fast trip over to London and back
for
the Queen's funeral.
Well, that's why you sleep on an airplane.
Well, I'm with you on that one.
So who knows what he was doing? But anyway, the normal is not the normal for him anymore. I mean, we just don't know what the normal is. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Oh, don't go anywhere. We will be right back, and we got a lot more to talk to you about, so I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
News tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.